Glow. Glowing light of the drowning sun lights up my dismal room, overwhelming me with love, watching my dream girl sleep. 2. An old Chinese woman stands in a field on the lunatic edge of town where drunkards gather to drink, and women ill repute play their games with their passing drunks. Men ready for a night of passion. She is holding a teapot and proclaims that the pot contains a genie. They grant the new owner 3 wishes. She had to sell the pot because her wishes came true. And she smiles and laughs insanely. The laughter dies and she implores people to buy her teapot to put her out of her misery. Just buy my pot and your dreams will come true. Be careful, dear, though. Remember, all magic comes at a terrible price. Back of the bus. Many years ago, when I was a foolish young man, I took a grand bus trip just to see the country. Back of the bus, I was trapped. In the back of the bus, where the young and old restless souls gathered together and drank illegally and smoked weed also illegally. We stayed there till Winnemucca, where I got off and found my bus pass and found another owner. I went to Salt Lake City, still trapped in the back of the bus. Messenger dog of God. One day, while studying in Rome as a priest, I noticed a small white dog staring at me. Glances at me, indicating I am to follow him. I get up and follow this strange dog. Leaves me deep inside the hidden depths of the Vatican. Finally, stops me by a door. I open the door and see St. Peter's there. He smiles and addresses the dog. Moves on down the hall, finishes his class of duty as the secret messenger of God. All in a day's work. I ask, why am I here? Peter says, why are any of us here? It's time for you to go. But I don't want to go. Don't want to leave this mortal plane. St. Peter smiles, says it's time to go. I wake up back in my room, bed with my wife, and realize it was all a dream. It's not yet time to go, but I'm afraid I will find a messenger dog outside my door. The grim weeper now waits. Soon it will be my time. Coffee, love-hate affair. I love coffee, always have, always will, coffee. But I have love-hate affair with coffee. Love it when it gets me up, flying high in the sky as the sun comes over, filling with hope and anticipation. As I conquer the day's daunting task with a little help from my drug of choice. But coffee turns on me late in the day and I cannot sleep. So coffee burns in my soul and I toss and turn and sleep no more. Coffee does that to me, and so I'm reduced to drinking decaf coffee. Not the same thing at all. But that's all I can handle, as I'm a coffee addict and always will be. Coffee blues. Coffee is my drug of choice, always has been, and ever since I first tried it as a young lad. Love coffee's power to speed up my synaptic nerves, turn me on, keeping me going and going and going. But there's a little dark side to everything, and coffee is a drug, and it will take you where it wants to go. Slaving you, making you his victim, as it toys with you, messes with you, prevents you from sleeping. Coffee is our mistress that demands respect as you fall under its seductive powers. Slave again to the drug of choice is another coffee addict. Overcaffeinated coffee addict stumbling down the street, looking for a fix at 6 in the morning. Coffee wears off. You finally get some sleep until the alarm blasts you away and you reach out trembling for your fix. Coffee, you scream out. I need coffee. The universe laughs as you get your coffee high. Just another pathetic coffee junkie when all is said and done.